transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning, my brothers and sisters, we remember the words of Jesus Christ shortly before the cross. When he prays to God, he says, God, I pray for these people that they may be one as we are one. And that is a great call of our Lord. God wants us, my brothers and sisters, to be unified, to be in complete unity with each other. Not as Greeks and Americans, not as young people and old people, not as islanders and from the mountains, but as the people of God. We are one family. And the time has come, my brothers and sisters, for us to begin living without the separations of our community. The time has come for us to look at each other as one family. We have to eliminate, when we come together, we have to eliminate all of the different groups of our community. We are not simply Calymnians or Cretans or Americans. We are Greek Orthodox Christians. And we are here today, my brothers and sisters, because we have heard the call of Christ. He prayed for our unity. And so we continue in our church to do our part in bringing us together as one family. And so this summer we are going to continue our efforts by celebrating simply one liturgy together every Sunday as one family. We are going to take the lead, my brothers and sisters, this summer to live as God has asked us to live. Not in cliques, but as a family. Cliques, I know, are part of our human condition. Καταλαβαίνω τα κόμματα τα έχουμε. Είμαστε άνθρωποι. Καταλαβαίνω. Αλλά αν απαντήσουμε στον Χριστό με αγάπη στην καρδιά μας, if we are going to answer God with the love in our heart, we have to begin looking at each other not as groups and individuals, but as one body in Christ. Ένα σώμα του Χριστού. As St. Paul teaches us, when one member of the body suffers, we all suffer together. When one has joy, we all are joyful together. Listen what our Lord says. He's speaking now to the Father. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. My brothers and sisters, if we do not live as if Jesus Christ is within us, then we are not living according to the desire of God. He says, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, one thelema, one will. The Father always wants what the Son wants. The Son always desires what the Holy Spirit wants. The Holy Spirit always accomplishes what the Father and the Son desire. This is true unity. Are we living that expression? Are we living that unity that Christ has called us to before this cross? Do we have the same kind of unity that the Holy Trinity has? Or do we go through our life, both inside the church and outside the church, worrying instead about our own will? This is the great call to the Christian life. For us to sacrifice our will to the will of each other. For us to care more about the needs and desires of others than for ourselves. And so, this summer we're going to put some things into action. We're going to live as one family. And that's going to mean some give and take. That's going to mean for those of us who really love the Greek liturgy, we're going to hear and we're going to look forward to hearing some English for those who appreciate the English and who need the English liturgy. Not because we have to, but because we love our brothers and sisters. And those of us who prefer the English, we're going to get comfortable hearing some Greek. Not because this is the Greek church, but because we love our yayas and papus. This is why we use both languages in our church. We do not speak Greek here because we have to. Δεν μιλήσουμε ελληνικά γιατί πρέπει να κάνουμε ελληνικά, αλλά θέλω να κάνω ελληνικά. We don't speak English in this church just because we're in America, but because we have people who do not understand the Greek. And because we love each other, because we are going to have the courage this summer, my brothers and sisters, to put into action the call of Christ. Να είμαστε μαζί, that we're going to be together. And that we're going to share one heart and one desire to live and to grow and to be in Christ. You know, it's interesting, if you look further in this particular chapter in the Gospel of John, this is called the high priestly prayer. It's the prayer that Christ offers before his crucifixion. And he prays for you and me specifically in this prayer, although we did not hear the words this morning. He says he's praying for those who believe because of what they've heard. None of us were there 2,000 years ago. But because the Holy Fathers gathered the church together in unity and in oneness, our church has been able to stand for 2,000 years. Christ says, that he says, and this is eternal life, that they know that you are the true God. We, Orthodox Christians, we believe the truth. And now let us, my brothers and sisters, put aside the kōmata. For one family. Μία οικογένεια. Μία εκκλησία. Ένα σώμα του Χριστού. Με αγάπη. Με υπομονή. with love and with patience. This is the love that God is calling for us in this morning's gospel. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.